Yeah, so this one time, Steve and I were, well, this is a family show, never mind. Here's Gruber.
All right, as we continue, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting because I'm sitting here looking at some facts about an eruption in 1815 Tambora. If you're not familiar with it, the reason I'm looking at this is because in 1815 there was a massive volcanic eruption, okay? And it triggered massive climate change. And in fact, the following year was the year without summer because there was so much, there was no summer, and it triggered a mass famine worldwide to this eruption in Tambora. In April of 1815, so we're marking the anniversary now. It was the most powerful eruption in recorded history. And it put so much ash and garbage into the air that it filtered out all the sunlight and created huge problems and created famine around the world. And I wonder who... No, it's Tambora. I got it. Yeah, it's Tambora here, and I'm looking at it because it created this year without summer. It happened in Sumbawa in Indonesia, and it's a stratovolcano. Anyhow, the point of all of this, Alex was asking me if it's Krakatoa, but it's actually Tambora is where this occurred. It plunged the Southeast Asia into darkness. It blew off the top 4,000 feet of the mountain. The death toll was more than 71,000, one of the deadliest volcanic eruptions. And consider it was 1815, there weren't that many people around. Most powerful in recorded history, led to global temperature drops. Mixed with the material that flowed out of Mount Tambora were millions of tons of sulfur dioxide. A large portion of this rose up into the stratosphere and spread around the equator and toward the poles. The sulfur dioxide then oxidized to form sulfate ions. These developed into tiny particles which reflected a fraction of the light from the sun, and with less sunlight, global temperatures dropped. As the sulfate ions were small enough to stay afloat for many months, the cooling continued into the following year. One of the greatest environmental disasters of all time, the year following the eruption, 1816, is known as the year without a summer. Average global temperatures decreased by 0.7 of a degree Celsius and 1.3 degrees Fahrenheit. There were several climate anomalies with snow in unusual months. Northern Hemisphere was hardest hit, of course. Most ag crops were ruined in North America. There was famine in several countries. Thousands of people perished due to floods, droughts, starvation, and disease. An estimated 100,000 deaths resulted in Europe alone. Now, what did they die from? They died because the temperature cooled, not because it got warmer, but because it got colder. And therefore, you had crop failure. This whole notion that people are putting forth on climate change, that there'll be crop failure because it's too warm. Yes, sometimes crops can be susceptible to too much heat, but as a general rule of thumb, heat and moisture create flourishing crops. Heat and moisture create life. It's cold that kills. It's cold that kills. An estimated 100,000 people, like I said, died in Europe alone. Also, it gave rise to a new and deadly strain of cholera, which first hit the Bay of Bengal in India, eventually spread across the globe. By the end of the century, the death toll from the Bengal cholera stood at tens of millions. The Mount Tambora eruption is thus placed among the greatest environmental disasters ever to hit mankind. It's known as the Pompeii of the East. And you know, I find interesting historical facts like this that I bet if you asked 1,000 people, if you had asked me yesterday, what's Tambora? I don't know. Is that a coating you put on fish before you fry it? Is it Tambora mix? I mean, I like it. It's kind of spicy. No. If you'd asked 1,000 people, what is Tambora, Indonesia? They'd have said, I don't know. Because they don't know. By the way, Krakatoa is also in Indonesia. Happened in 1883. Created a tsunami. So here's the list. 92,000 died from Tambora. 36,000 from Krakatoa. Why do we know so much more about that one? Maybe it's more recent. And the cause of death was a tsunami. Maybe that's more dramatic than starvation. You know, maybe that's it. More dramatic, more recently, Ruiz, Colombia, 25,000 died. That was 1985. So there have been more recent volcanic explosions. But most of these on here, by the way, are Indonesia. Indonesia, 1882, 1919, 1815, 1883. Four of the top 10 are Indonesia. Got to watch those people. Global warming killing people. Well, not exactly. Volcanic explosions killing people. And so then I look at the ridiculous claims by Ocasio-Cortez blaming climate change on driving migrants north. Perhaps it's because they'd be forced to confront one major factor fueling global migration, climate change, she tweeted, as to why those on the right love to drum up fear and resistance of immigrants. Because if we didn't, we'd have to face the true reality that we're going to die from climate change. You got it, AC. AOC, you got me. I'm a denier, and I'm hiding my hatred for migrants so that I'm expressing my hatred for migrants so I cannot have the discussion about climate change. You finally got me. You are brilliant. Brilliant. Isn't it a bit frightening that people like this actually have a chance to impact policy? Yeah. So let me take a moment and talk about your health. As I got older, I knew I was a bit heavier than I wanted to be. I tried some weight loss programs and some diets, but they never really delivered the way I'd hoped. And then I learned about MyPure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, and I decided to call. And I'm not going to kid you. When I walked into MyPure Health Solutions, I was a skeptic. Not sort of skeptical, but a full-on, this ain't going to work skeptic. This ain't ever going to work skeptic. Boy, was I wrong. As soon as I walked in, Charity and her team began designing a personal program just for me. They asked questions, did a full body scan, and came up with a Steve Gruber custom plan. That was over a year ago. I'm still more than 30 pounds lighter than I was back then, and I am a believer. MyPure Health Solutions is not a one-size-fits-all. MyPure Health Solutions is a one-of-a-kind program built for you. You can trust me on this one. If you're serious about losing weight and getting healthy, then go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com. And you tell them that Steve Gruber convinced you it was time, and he sent you over. We'll be right back.
Energy cooks our food. It heats our homes. It keeps us on the move, and it powers industry. While energy delivery is important, safe energy delivery is paramount. Enbridge is working with the state of Michigan to build an underground tunnel for Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac. We're replacing energy infrastructure. We're enhancing safety where it matters most. And we're continuing to deliver the energy Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/line5.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.